we think as human beings, most of us, that abundance is something that we create. But like abundance is actually all around us. What we as human beings create are limitations.
That's Felicia Hatcher. And this is the Depression Detox Show. And welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate connecting with you today as we have our newest featured speaker, and she also is an author, an entrepreneur, an investor, mother, and CEO. Her name is Felicia Hatcher, and she is joining us on the show to discuss how to change our negative self-limiting beliefs, and also to share three things to do to live more abundantly. Here's Felicia Hatcher. Enjoy.
Talk a little bit about that, because I think limiting beliefs is something that is really important for founders to understand, that those are coming from external factors, right? What are some of those steps that you took? And maybe it was just that journey, but if you're talking to an entrepreneur and saying, hey, whatever you're putting on yourself, that's a limiting belief. How do you help someone through that? And what are maybe some of those steps to realization?
Yeah, I mean, the longest, hardest, most difficult and judgmental conversations that we have are with ourselves every single day. And, you know, when we think about opportunities, when we think about more positive outlook, we have to also think about abundance. You know, we think as human beings, most of us, that abundance is something that we create. But like abundance is actually all around us. What we as human beings create are limitations that stop us from accessing the things that clearly are around us, right? Then I think from a systemic issue, like there are humans that also create massive limitations that stop others from being able to fully actualize their dreams, especially as it relates to entrepreneurship. And that's a whole other problem hopefully we dig into, right? But I think as individuals, as entrepreneurs, as dreamers, as innovators, like we are building something by nature, right? Like that is something that is innately in us. Like that is a force that we are battling with in a brilliant way. But it's, you know, I will tell people like, hey, what abundance books are you reading? And I'm not trying to sound all like Oprah Super Soul Sunday-ish, but it's true. Like, what are you feeding yourself with every day to combat all the messages that are telling you that you should not do this? You cannot do this. How dare you do this? And they're all around us, right? Like, I mean, I've worked in marketing and advertising for a long time, but like, those are some of the biggest perpetrators of the negative messaging and talking about our inadequacy. Why? Because they're trying to sell you something. So they have to tell you that there's a problem that exists with you first in order to then sell you the solution. And if they're going to continue to make money, they got to constantly tell you that there are constantly problems, so you keep buying the product off the shelf, right? And so as humans, we have to have a level of like fortitude as we go out every single day. And so who are you? And it's the basic stuff, right? I think we're always looking for like, who's the next guru? Or like, what's the next solution? Like, no, what are you reading? Like, how are you feeding yourself? Who are you surrounding yourself with? What intentions are you setting with the time that you have? Because time is the biggest commodity that we will not ever get back. So don't let people waste your time. And then are you clear with your vision? Because a chaotic mind will make either poor choices or no choices at all. And that is also the thing that constantly gets us in this state of feeling lack, right? And then just constantly looking for opportunities and how to be of value for others as well are some of the things that have really helped me over the years.
Big thanks to Felicia Hatcher for stopping by. And her take-home lesson for us today kind of continues on the thread of yesterday's episode, in that it's paramount for us to be very intentional about how we curate and how we filter out the things that would only serve us for the betterment of our social and, more importantly, our psychological well-being. So if you'd like to connect with her, you can go to her website, FeliciaHatcher.com. That is also her Instagram and her YouTube. Her latest book, which you can pick up on her website, is entitled Genius Jam, Unlock Your Genius and Then Spread It on Everything That You Do. And if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, you can head over to YouTube and type in Who Are You Uninterrupted, full video, Felicia Hatcher. And I'll have all the links to connect with her and her work, as well as a link to today's entire talk. They will all be in the show description below the episode with nice, easy, clickable links for you to check all of that stuff out. All right. Follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show, where you will see 1 minute motivational and inspirational reels 7 days a week of all your favorite speakers that we feature on the show. All right. That is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.